From today, organised criminal groups may find it harder to launder money through the real estate market with new powers handed to the financial crimes regulator. AUSTRAC, that's the Australian Transaction Reports and Analysis Centre, has now expanded its anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism reach. It's going beyond its usual areas of looking at banks and casinos to making sure that there is greater oversight in professions like the real estate sector, accounting, even people who deal with jewellery. The new laws require an additional 100,000 businesses to verify their clients, monitor suspicious activity, and identify who ultimately controls companies and trusts. Katie Miller is the Deputy CEO in charge of regulation for AUSTRAC. Katie Miller, welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Can you give me a sense of how easy is it to launder money through real estate, for example?
Our information suggests that it's very easy to launder money through real estate. Essentially, organised crime likes to hide in legitimate channels. Over the last 5 years, Australian Federal Police have seized over $1 billion of assets, and about two-thirds of that has been property. So we know that organised crime see this as a very attractive channel for the same reasons that ordinary people find property an attractive investment. It's stable and it grows in value.
And is the money being laundered? I mean, is this domestic organised crime? Are these overseas crime groups a mix of both? Where is the money originally coming from?
Organised crime are getting a lot more organised and sophisticated, and it's no longer just a local problem. It has gone global. So it is a combination of local criminals, but they work internationally with global counterparts. So it's a bit of both.
Yeah. Can you put a figure on it? Do we know how much money is being funneled through the real estate market and some of these other complex business structures?
So in terms of organised criminal proceeds each year, there's about $38 billion that's generated in Australia every year. That's from a range of crimes, and that all of that money needs to be laundered through our economy.
That's a huge amount of money. Can you take me through the changes that are coming into force from July 1? What will businesses like real estate firms, legal firms, conveyances and like, what will they need to do under these new rules?
So it can be broken down to about five things they need to do. The first thing they need to do is they need to let us know that they provide these services. We've had a lot of businesses enrolling with us, which is great, but we know that there are still a large number of businesses that need to get on board, log on to our AUSTRAC online and enrol before the 29th of July. The next thing they need to do is they need to have a program which essentially identifies what are the money laundering risks that they're exposed to and have policies and procedures in place so they know how to manage those risks. A lot of that, the time, that's about asking their customers questions like, who are you? And sometimes they might even ask, where is your money come from? But it's really about understanding the customer and understanding why they're accessing that service. There's some other things that, you know, businesses will need to do around training staff and having appropriate offices, but those two are the main ones.
Yeah. What about the capacity of some businesses? I mean, some real estate firms or legal firms, conveyances can be quite small. Do they really have the capacity to do some of that work of having procedures in place, of being able to dig into who's really behind the money that might be buying a particular piece of property?
So we don't expect accountants, lawyers, real estate agents to be investigators. That's what law enforcement does. What we expect them to do is ask some questions and be curious. We know that any regulatory change is a big deal for business, and that's why we've spent over a year working closely with the new sectors and investing heavily in guidance, tools and direct support to help businesses get ready.
And now that you're cracking down in this particular area, I mean, so long as there is organised crime and there's money, they'll be looking for it to go somewhere. So are you trying to think a couple of steps ahead and go, all right, well, if we might see less coming into the real estate market, where might organised crime target next to try and launder their money?
We know that organised criminals are persistent. So, yes, the risk of the money going somewhere else is always there. We have a financial intelligence unit that will be tracking the money and seeing where things go. We've got to strike a balance here. Parliament needs to strike a balance. Yes, we need to try and harden the system as much as possible. But when it comes to extending regulation, we also need to recognise that there is a regulatory cost there. So we think that with the sectors that we've got, we're meeting international standards about which sectors are high risk of money laundering. And we think if we can work with them, we can go a long way to really hardening Australia's financial system and keeping organised criminals out as much as possible.
Katie Miller, thanks so much for talking me through the changes. I appreciate it.
Thank you.